Sundance is presenting the musical documentary Sound City, a 2013 festival sensation that focuses on a legendary California recording studio. Kara Cody is Sundance Institute's manager for community and student programs and said the film plays at Canyons Resort in the Village Plaza.
You know, right there in that beautiful grassy area near the Umbrella Bar. Starts at 8:45, but we encourage people to come early if they'd like to enjoy the beautiful Indian summer weather and, you know, just relax and enjoy themselves before the film.
Musical star Dave Grohl directed the film. Cody said he won't be on hand for the showing, but promises a special surprise before the film. She said the film was selected as the community choice in voting conducted this summer.
We actually conducted the voting on-site at screenings. We just had little paper ballots that people could fill out, and we used our ballot boxes from the festival just to kind of give it an official Sundance feel, or they could vote online on our website or, you know, via a link in emails that we sent out about the screening, and there was also a link on our Facebook account as well.
Coming up later this month is a free screening of the film Smoke Signals, which was discovered at the 1998 Sundance Festival.
And we have been working with the Park City Education Foundation and Park City High School. Sundance has helped bring in Sherman Alexie, the author and screenwriter of Smoke Signals, and Chris Ayer, the director of Smoke Signals. So they'll be doing class visits at the high school, and then they will also be at the film screening, introducing the film and doing a post-screening Q&A. That's on September 19th, 7 o'clock at the library.
Kara Cody from the Sundance Institute. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.